All he needs is faith. That's the currency.
No more churches.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Religious Liberty Report, a weekly news briefing on religious liberty news, a program hoping to educate, encourage, support, and equip you, our listeners, on important issues of our day, but always approaching the issues from a biblical worldview.
This is the Religious Liberty Report, Alexander Alfano reporting in this second week of September 2025. Today we have the privilege, the honor, to report on a modern-day American martyr. A modern-day American martyr. George Orwell, who gave us 1984, among others, wrote that the more a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. George Orwell. A special story this week. A special testimony. A modern-day American martyr. Charlie Kirk assassinated on Wednesday of this week while at a campus event at Utah Valley University. An open forum. A speech for Turning Point USA. Dead at age 31 at one of his Prove Me Wrong events, an open mic event. Fair-minded, gracious debate. He gave the microphone to anyone who wanted to be heard. He was an incredible Christian, American, an incredible human being. Shot in the neck. Taken to a nearby hospital in critical condition. Charlie Kirk, dead at age 31. A legendary figure. Struck in the neck mere seconds after responding to a question regarding mass shootings. Hard to overstate the impact of Charlie Kirk on young Americans, with over 1,000 chapters in universities, campuses across the country. Really, the birth of a movement, a very close ally to President Trump. Really a preeminent political talent of our generation. Charlie went to his eternal political talent of our generation. Charlie's alive in Jesus Christ. There is comfort in knowing this fact. A suspect has been arrested, apparently confessed to some extent. This person has been found. This person is likely to be tried, and this person will very likely be executed. A shooter perched atop a building. Flags, U.S. flags, will be flown at half-staff, half-mast, at U.S. government buildings and facilities around the world, in honor of Charlie Kirk. A principled man. Really, some say the single most important conservative organization in America, Turning Point USA. He stood by his biblical values, by all accounts. We weep for our country, but mostly we weep for our loss. We lost Charlie. A true testimony, a true American martyr in this modern age. He was known for going again and again into the lion's den, giving the microphone to whoever would engage in civil discourse, civil debate. With a smile, love in his heart for his country and for his faith. Interestingly, Charlie was self-educated, skipping formal education. A man who joyfully and doggedly pursued the truth. A big guy, tall and physically strong as well. But a humble servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear God, protect the USA in this darkest hour. One shot rang out from an adjacent building about 250 yards away. Struck in the neck, rushed away, died shortly thereafter. Killed in a horrible irony, where he would simply just take questions in a courteous, a civil manner. Better than anyone, really. Some say that this has been the worst political assassination in over 50 years in the United States of America. Some are calling it the end of outdoor events. In terms of political events, it's over, said one commentator. Violent responses to opposing views. It's no exaggeration to say that this shakes the foundations of the country. He dropped out of college, self-educated, founded Turning Point USA in 2012 at 18 years of age. In 2024, Kirk helped push Trump over the finish line. Many who knew him say that he exemplified four cardinal virtues. 1. Prudence. 2. Temperance. 3. Justice. And 4. Fortitude. The four characteristics of virtue. Fortitude, a prerequisite really for the first three. A strength of spirit. Fortitude, really a fundamental prerequisite. Fortitude. He would hold open air events. No big fences, no distance between interlocutors. He was a deeply Christian man, deeply religious and curious, who wanted to know and to love God. His closest friends confirmed that he knew that every day was a gift from above, because we may not have tomorrow. The three theological virtues: faith, hope, and charity. Three virtues that we as believers must exhibit and possess: faith, hope, and charity. A moment of truth for our nation, for each one of us, really a first political assassination in 50 years in the United States of America. A First Amendment advocate, just simply debating with class, with grace. A dark moment for our country. This on the heels of a 23-year-old Ukrainian woman in Charlotte, North Carolina. And now a public assassination at a Utah public university. This can fundamentally change public speaking and public events. political opposition now becoming political violence. An evil act, because what Charlie was doing was debating marriage, family, traditional, normal conservative values. Don't believe the media trying to tell you that, selling you this narrative that Charlie was some sort of extremist. Even if he was, which he was not, you don't get to murder people for having extreme views in the United States of America. This is not an American value. But Charlie wasn't even that. He wasn't extremist. Charlie was a mainstream conservative who believed traditional American values, who believed in family, liberty, and the Declaration of Independence. And he said these things in public. And he debated these issues in public. And for this, he is now a modern American martyr. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report, the second week of September, 2025. Don't believe what they're telling you, what the media is trying to sell, a narrative that Charlie was some sort of extremist. Even if you were, you don't get murdered. You don't murder people for having extreme views in the United States. That's not an American value. Charlie was not even that. He was mainstream conservative, believed in traditional American things like family, liberty, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. And he said these things in public. He debated these issues in public. And for this, he was martyred, a modern American martyr. Here he is reflecting on his career. Charlie Kirk.
You know what I would love? I would love to be a very popular radio host, podcast host, great father, great husband, and live a very happy life where I can run a major organization that influences the country, and I could pick up the phone and the president answers on the first ring. That would be awesome.
But I feel like you're doing that right now.
So maybe I'm living the life.
Let's go. Nice, guys.
Here's another clip on Charlie talking about debating college students on the trans issue, an issue that may very well have gotten him killed. Speaking about basic human nature, the most basic. What is a woman?
What is a woman? Question, everybody. You're in college, paying for an education. What is a woman? You don't need media training. It's not a trick. What is a woman? You can't answer the question with the.
Let's hear another one. One last one on the issue of abortion. Charlie Kirk.
If you killed a baby, that's murder. But killing a fetus isn't murder.
What species is the fetus?
Human.
Then how is it not murder?
Because it hasn't been born yet.
Why does that make it human?
Because that's when, like, it's not dependent on the mom, and it can be, like, so its own thing.
If you have a pacemaker, you're dependent. If you have a ventilator, you're dependent. Babies are in NICU units, neonatal intensive care units. They're dependent. Dependency does not equal its degree of moral worth. And so I need to understand the moral consistency. Here is a baby at 31 weeks that can survive outside of the womb. It has its own brain waves, its own consciousness, its own heartbeat, its own ability to clean its bladder. How is that not a human being? It just happens to be in a mom.
Because it hasn't come out yet. It's still living in the mom. It's still part of the mom.
Right, but it's living. It has a heart. If it's not living, how does it have a heartbeat?
Because a fetus is like a parasite. It lives off the mom.
You think babies are parasites?
Fetuses.
Right, but a fetus literally is just a word for a human being. It's a stage of development.
Before it's birth. born.
Right, but have you ever been to a fetus shower? Why do they call it a baby shower, not a fetus shower?
Well, yes, it's a baby, but it depends on what the mother
wants.
Oh, so
it is a baby, not a fetus. Got it.
You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report, the second week of September 2025, reporting on a growing violence on our nation, a permission structure that holds that your political opponents are not just opponents, they are your enemies. They are a threat to you. Their views are a threat to you personally. An ideology rooted in the basic idea that is being promoted, that if you say something that is not in the cultural norm, you may be engaged in hate speech, a form of genocide. A thinking that promotes a permission structure for murder, for political assassinations. Violence. Performed by people seeking to tear down our civilized society, seeking to destroy the fundamental institutions of free speech, the fundamental basis of this country, of our democracy, of this republic. Then you have others who believe they believe they're acting righteously. They believe they are acting in order to destroy what they view as an enemy. This is how it's excused. And anyone making excuses for this sort of stuff is making it worse. This philosophy that your grievances justify violence, where you are the center around which the rest of the universe turns. This wrong-headed thinking that if you suffer unjustly. If you suffer unjustly, it must be the result of somebody else's fault. A great conspiracy against me. A misguided mindset seeking to gain power, to destroy and work against this supposed great conspiracy. If you can get power, you can get change. And you get power through violence, is their thinking. Through riots, chaos. A perverted, a twisted philosophy. One commentator pointed out how many riots have taken place in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. You see, violence becomes a corrective path for misguided evil. A philosophy of phantom conspiracies, a racial conspiracy theory, an economic elite conspiracy theory, a transgressive conspiracy theory on sexual orientation. Traditional family, traditional marriage, traditional sexual values. Many dark personalities congregating on social media, a real dark web, finding common cause to celebrate murder, promoting, championing the idea on social media. People literally celebrating Charlie's death on social media. And this does not seem to be simply a fringe, extremist view. Making our country a dangerous place for those who publicly express views that may not align with other views. People celebrating these vile acts. Some even calling for more of this. Violence being promoted for any and for all who are deemed to be part of of a phantom conspiracy of oppression. Creating thought structures that give permission for murder. People celebrating, people cheering. Systematic algorithms in the cloud celebrating Charlie's death. You're tuned into the Religious Liberty Report, the second week of September 2025. Don't believe this nonsense that Charlie represented hate speech aimed at certain groups, and that hateful thoughts lead to hateful words that lead to hateful actions. The basic thought that Charlie had it coming. He got what he deserved. What happened to him? This would not be true even if Charlie was extreme, but he was never extreme or even remotely hateful. Modern media infrastructure creating false narratives around perfectly normal ideas and values, treating basic statements of fact as hate speech, forms of genocide, suggesting that they are a deadly threat for speaking out on perfectly normal ideas and values, incentivizing a rising tide of violence that makes it extremely difficult, if not nearly impossible, to speak freely in this country. If Charlie Kirk can be killed for free speech, anyone can be killed for their free speech. We've often said that religious liberty is for all or it is for none. We must condemn these movements that declare that people like Charlie are a threat to society. Why are public figures not condemning these movements? To condemn political violence is all well and good, but what is really needed is a forceful statement against these movements that create incentive structures, openly calling for political violence, openly creating the permission to do violence. Incentive structures promoting violence. This evil and misguided concept that speech alone is violence, and that violence can oppose speech. Well, this is a lie. A permission structure that promotes violence, antithetical to everything that this country stands for and everything our faith represents. When you are perfectly willing to justify violence for some causes, some even shouting, "Globalize the cause," it is literally a call for violence. George Orwell once warned, "The more that a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it." Cutting to the heart of the paradox that defines modern discourse, truth tellers, instead of being honored, are being murdered in an age of ideological confusion. When the truth is inconvenient to the narrative of the time, those who speak unwelcome realities are branded as enemies. At the center of this hostility is a proliferation of phantom conspiracies dominating the modern imagination. Conspiracies that work to explain a chaotic world. Charlie was a hero, and he will be remembered for the thing that he died doing, expressing truth in public places, through open and honest debate, with people who disagree. This is why they will build monuments to Charlie. Without being idolatrous, we build monuments and statues for many things. They will build. It's sad to talk about Charlie Kirk in the past tense, but the brightest part of Charlie, his commitment to family, faith, community, and biblical values, God, and country, and American patriotism, free speech, debate, and respectful discourse. The brightest parts of Charlie Kirk. He spent his life fighting for these values and engaged the world with a special joy. He battled for his faith, his country. He was willing to say things and go places where people would disagree. A man that truly made America great. And he will continue to make America great as we continue going forward, picking up the baton, carrying on. Our God remains full of compassion. Our God has always been, always is, and always will be a good God. Good Americans will not be deterred. Good Christians will not be deterred. Charlie's voice will not be silenced. And to those who would intimidate us and seek to stop us and seek to end free discussion, who believe that they all have ownership over public spaces and can violently threaten, even kill, let us not stop telling the truth, and let us not stop discussing and standing up for the truth. We will not let the truth go on without representation. Goodbye, Charlie Kirk. Your work and memory have been and will be a blessing to our country. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. Jude, verse 3. Jesus never promised his followers an easy path. In fact, he told his disciples that the world would hate them. He sent them out as sheep among wolves. Jesus' words came true in the lives of his apostles, and they're still coming true today in the lives of his followers around the world. Thank you for joining me on the Religious Liberty Report. This weekly news briefing on religious liberty news. Signing off for this week, Alexander Alfano, hoping to be with you next week. Until next time, God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you for tuning in to the Religious Liberty Report, a broadcast intended to help equip churches and ministries on how to remain faithful to our mission in a culture that too often disagrees with our message. Tune in next week as we follow up on freedom of conscience, because without freedom of conscience, we have no other liberties. Alexander Alfano reporting for the Religious Liberty Report.